All right, 1380 WPHM Tuesdays around this time. We talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And happy spring.
Yes, it is spring. It's officially spring. It feels like spring is in the air, and here we go.
Here we go, indeed. And it's cleaning time, a lot of spring cleaning to be done inside, outside, and with your finances, too.
Yeah, it's one of those times we think about it's time to clean up the house, time to clean up the garage, and one of the things we think about is if we enjoy that ritual of spring cleaning, it's maybe a good time to spruce up your finances as well.
Well, what are some good ways to do that?
Well, one of the first things you can do is you can take a look at those goals that you've set for yourself, maybe at the beginning of the year. So a while back, you and I talked about setting New Year's resolutions, and maybe one of the resolutions you could have is to put forth some financial goals for 2019. So here we sit in March, and maybe we've gotten off track a little bit with some of those goals. So maybe it's a good time to kind of reevaluate where you are. And if you've gotten off a track, find a way to recommit yourself to those goals that you set at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's really a good time to really look at all your finances, look at your whole portfolio, right?
Yeah. Another thing you can do is, you know, when you're evaluating your financial goals is to review your portfolio. Because when we're thinking about financial goals, that and your portfolio tend to go hand in hand. So one of the things we want to look at is, you know, take a look at your asset allocation and take a look at, are you still diversified? Are you still investing according to what you've set for your goals? Are you able to withstand a potential drop in the market? Are we investing for the right time frame? If we have a long time horizon, are we investing for that? If we have a shorter time horizon, have we adjusted our portfolio accordingly? So it's a good time to kind of take a quick peek at the portfolio.
Budgets are pretty fluid things. I mean, what you spend in the winter months on certain things, you know, heating, for example, is not going to be what you're going to spend in the summer. So that's probably something to reexamine too. Huh?
Yeah, budgets are traditionally, you know, kind of fluid. They change with the seasons. They change from year to year. But when we think about it, you know, when we somewhat, especially around here, hibernate for the winter, we're not quite as active. But now we start ramping up for those warm summer months, and maybe we're going to take a vacation or two. Maybe we had to start paying for more childcare because the kids aren't in school. Maybe we're going to do some extracurricular programs for the kids. They're going to do swimming lessons, or they're going to do golf lessons, or whatever the case may be. So summertime sometimes can be more expensive than the fall and the winter. So we want to make sure we're peeking at the budget and seeing how we're doing there as well.
One of the things we talked about, I think, at the beginning of the year when we were talking about setting your financial goals and your New Year's resolutions is check your credit.
Yeah, so we just sprang forward, and I know when you think about the smoke detectors, right, a lot of times when we fall back, that's a good time to check your batteries and your smoke detectors. And one of the things you could maybe make a mental note of is when we spring forward, when we get to this time of the year, maybe that's a good time to check on your credit, because all three of the major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are required by law to provide you with one free credit report annually. So maybe the spring is the good time of the year that you remember that it's time to check your credit report.
Yep, good idea indeed. Also, taking a look at all of your insurance, you may have too much or not enough insurance.
Yeah, protection needs is something that gets overlooked a lot. And so while we're decluttering, you know, maybe it's time to review your home, your auto, your life, your disability insurances, just to make sure you're satisfied with your coverage, making sure you're getting the best price available. Maybe shop around your home and auto to see if you can get a, you know, save a few bucks here or there. But while we're doing some spring cleaning, taking a look at our protection needs is probably a good idea.
Benefits as well as you take a look at what your deductible is, how much toward that have you met, have you had major illnesses, do you have some things that you want to do medically in the coming year?
Yeah, so usually in the fall, we talked about that when it's open enrollment period. Mm-hmm. That's usually when benefits are at the forefront of our mind because we've got to make all of our elections. But the spring is a good time to take a look at the benefits that you've selected and making sure you're maximizing those benefits. So schedule your regular appointments with your medical professionals, see your eye doctor, see your dentist. And like you said, if we're getting close to meeting those deductibles, maybe now is the time if we've, you know, we're having more medical expenses earlier in the year than we traditionally have and we're up against that deductible, maybe we start to think about some of the other things we can do to take advantage of the fact that we've already met our deductible and now maybe not so much out-of-pocket expenses for the rest of the year. So again, spring cleaning time, take a look at the benefits.
Yep. I guess about the only thing that we haven't really covered here is your estate plan, that as long as you're doing your financial house cleaning, you might as well take a look at that as well.
Yeah. So we talk about estate planning from time to time. And again, since we're in the mode of checking up on our overall financial situation, taking a look at our estate plan is not a bad idea either. So one of the biggest misconceptions I think we have out there is estate planning is just for the rich. It's just for the high net worth individual. And that's really not the case. I think you could make an argument that every single individual should have a will, should have a power of attorney, should have an advance directive, regardless of financial status. So if you don't have any of those or all of those documents in place, now's a good time to think about getting those done. And if you do have them, maybe it's time to pull them out and read through them and make sure that they still accurately depict your wishes. So we just want to make sure that we have the documents that we need and make sure they're up to date.
This can all get a little bit overwhelming. It's a lot of stuff to do spring cleaning when we're already trying to do our other spring cleaning around the house. This is why having a financial planner in your corner really helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we have lots of things that we're busy with. You know, we have kids, we have our lives, we're planning for our retirement, we're planning a vacation, whatever the case may be. And, you know, we go through this list of things that need to get done, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. And if you need the help, that's what a good certified financial planner is there for.
All right. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Dave Betts at Ameriprise Financial, what's the best way to do that?
You can reach me by phone. The phone number is area code 810-987-5370. My office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue.
All right. Happy spring.
Happy spring to you, Paul.